Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
Chagiga Dav Zayin. The Gemara brings the Mishnah in Meseches Peo, Eilu Dvarim She'en Lehem Shir, HaPeo V'HaBikurim, V'Ra'ayon U'Gmilis Chasodim V'Salm B'Torah. All of these mitzvahs do not have a shir midai Raisa. Rashi and Tosis both speak out that midarabanan Peya does have a shear, you have to give Echor Mishishin, but Midaraisa there is no shear. And our Gemara wants to discuss what exactly is Re'ayoin, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, what exactly that refers to. Now here the Tap Tosfos on Zayin Amud Aleph says that really there are many mitzvahs in the Torah where there is something which is given which does not have a shear. Ofer Soita, Efer Para, Reik Yivama, Dam Tzipor Shal Metzora. All of these things, the Torah does not say how much offer or efer you need. So why are these also not listed in the Mishnah? These are things which are ein lehem shir. And Tosfos says, no, that the point of the Mishnah is to tell us a list of the mitzvahs that ein lehem shir, meaning the more you do, the more kiyum mitzvah you have. Someone who gives more peya or more bikurim, or he's marbe in re'ayin, or gemilas chasadim, or salmud Torah, the more he does, the greater mitzvah he has. As opposed to offer soita or eifer para, there, whether you do more or less, there makes no difference. Either way, it's the same mitzvah. And therefore, what's negeya to our sugyo, that re'ayin ein lo shir, we'll see soon what exactly re'ayin means, but here as well, the more one does, he's mekayim more of a mitzvah. Now, what exactly is re'ayin? So at first, the Gemara quotes to Rabbi Yochanan says, kesfurim anu loymar ha-re'ayin ein lo shir lemalo, aval yesh lo shir lemata. Rabbi Yochanan originally thought that Re'ayin, which at this point the Gemara understands, means how much one has to spend on the carbon Eilas Re'iyah. Rabbi Yochanan thought that there's no Shir Lamala. However, there is a Shir Lamata, meaning to say that the Shir that we know in the Mishnah, the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yochanan thought that that is a Shir Midairaisa. Like we mentioned earlier, the Mishnah is saying a list of things which do not have a Shir Midairaisa. And on this, Rabbi Yochanan thought that Re'ayin does have a Shir Lamata, which will mean that the shear of Ma'a Kesef, according to Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yochanan held, that's a shear midairaisa. And the Gemara continues, Ad shebar Rabbi Ishiya b'Rebbe, v'limeid ha-ra'ayin ein le-shir le-lamala v'loy le-mata. Avul chacham ma'irim ha-ra'ayin Ma'a Kesef v'chagigo shtei Kesef. And Kipshutei, the Gemara means to say that Rabbi Yochanan was mekabel from Rabbi Ishiya, that l'maisa, there's no shear, not l'mala and not l'mata, and the shear of Ma'a Kesef in the Mishnah is only midarabonon. Now, Akoponim, the Gemara at this point clearly held that the word Ra'ayin in the Mishnah is translated as how much one has to spend on the Eilas Re'iyah. And the Maskana, the Gemara is saying that it's Ein Lehem Shir, meaning there's no minimum and no maximum. However, the Gemara continues, Mai HaRa'ayin, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Re'iyas Ponim Ba'azara, V'Reish Lakish Omar Re'iyas Ponim Be'Korbin. Now, Rashi explains, what's the Gemara's Shaila Mai HaRa'ayin? Rashi says, V'loy Toni HaRe'iyah, from the fact that the Mishnah used a lashon of Re'ayin and not Re'iyah, Re'iyah, the Rashi says, would be mashma d'mei oilo, the amount one has to spend on buying the oilas Re'iyah. However, the lashon of Re'ayin, Rashi says, lav b'dome mashma elo b'mitzvas Re'iyas ponim. The lashon of Re'ayin is not mashma, we're talking about money, rather we're talking about how many times one has to come into the Azara on Yontif. How many times does he have to be mekayim the mitzvah of Re'iyas ponim? And on that, Rabbi Yochanan said that Re'iyas Panim Ba'Azara has no shear, meaning he can come as many times as he wants, and each time he's mekayim the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim, and he does not have to bring a carbon, there's no problem to come to the Azara without a carbon. And on that, Reish Lakish argues, and he says, no, Re'iyas Panim Bikarbin, that every time he comes, every time he's mekayim Re'iyas Panim in the Azara, he must also bring along with him a carbon, and if not, he'll be over on the lav of Le'ira upon a Reikom. Now, Kepshutai, when Rabbi Yochanan says Re'iyas Panim Ba'Azara, he does not mean to say that the main chiddush in the Mishnah is that one can come into the Azara and not bring a carbon. That one is not mechuyev to bring a carbon every time he comes. Rather, the main point of the Mishnah is to say that Re'ayin Ein Lo Shir. The mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim is something which does not have a shir. As many times as he comes, he's mekayim another mitzvah. That's the point of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they argue about a side point. Rabbi Yochanan understands that when the Mishnah says he can come as many times as he wants, and he's mekayim the mitzvah, Rabbi Yochanan adds it means even without a carbon. And on that point, Reish Lakish says, no, that if he comes without a carbon, he's over the lav, he has to bring a carbon no matter how many times he comes. But they do not argue about the point of the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah is that the Riyas Ponim Baal Zorah has no shear. Every time he comes, he's mekayim another mitzvah. Now, in the Sefer Siach Yitzchak over here, he stresses that the Gemara over here is not chayzer from that which we understood beforehand. Originally, clearly, the Gemara understood that Re'ayin in the Mishnah means how much money one has to spend on the Oilas Re'iyah. The Gemara is not mashmah that we're chayzer from that. And when the Gemara says Mayha Re'ayin, and Rebbe Chanan says it means Riyas Panim Ba'azara, and Rashi explained we were medayik from the Lashon of the Mishnah says Re'ayin and not Re'iyah, the Gemara means to say that the Mishnah must also be telling us another point, that Re'ayin not only means how much one has to spend on the Re'ilas Re'iyah, it's telling us another point that Riyas Panim Ba'azara also has no shear. But we're not chayzer from that which we said earlier, and the Mishnah includes both Pratim, both Dinim. Firstly, that the Dmei Karban have no shear. And secondly, that Riyas Panim Ba'azara also has no shear. He's Mekayim Mitzvah every time he comes. And the Siach Yitzchak says that Reish Lakish is masking to that as well. Reish Lakish only argued on one point, and he said that Riyas Panim must be Dafka with the Karban. But they're both masking, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that Ra'ayin in the Mishnah also includes the Dmei Karban, that also does not have a shear. Now the Gemara has two Lashonis. What exactly is the case that Rabbi Chanan and Reish Lakish argue? According to the first Lashon in the Gemara, the case is that one came b'shar yemois haregel. He already brought his Oilas Re'iyah on the first day of Yontif. Now he's coming one of the other days. And the Gemara says that l'kul yama, if he brings Oilas Re'iyah, we surely are mekabelit from him. There's no reason not to be mekabelit when makrav the Oilas Re'iyah. However, if he comes without Oilas Re'iyah, that's the machlekes Rabbi Chanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that one could be Mekayim Re'iyas Panim Ba'azara even without a carbon. The whole lav of Lairo Panei Reikam is only the first day. And Reish Lakish says, no, Re'iyas Panim Bikarbin, anytime he comes to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, he has to bring a carbon, and if not, he's over Lairo Panei Reikam. Further down the Amud, the Gemara brings a second Lashon. The second Lashon holds that L'Kuli Alma, one may come without bringing a carbon, even according to Reish Lakish. Machlokes is whether we're Mekabel the carbon if he wants to bring it. Rabbi Yochanan holds that only Riyas Panim Ba'azara ain't Lashir. You can be Mekayim Riyas Panim as many times as you want. But Bekarbin, bringing a carbon has a shear. It only can be done once. And more than that, if you want to bring a carbon, Taisif explains the Gemara means to say you'll be over on Baal Taisif. And Reish Lakish holds no, Riyas Panim Bekarbin also has no shear. He can bring a carbon as many times as he wants, and he's Maisif in the mitzvah. It's considered another Oilas Re'iyah, and therefore there's no problem to be Mekabelit from him. Now, Tosis over here quotes the Yerushalmi, which has a whole different pshat in the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Yerushalmi understands Rabbi Yochanan that when Rabbi Yochanan says Re'iyas Panim Ba'azara, he means to say that Re'iyas Panim has no shear. One can come as many times as he wants into Lazara, and he's mekayim the mitzvah each time, but the carbon does have a shear. Rabbi Yochanan is coming to exclude that the Mishnah does not mean to say that the carbon does not have a shear, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Ma Kesef is Dairaisa, which is really like Rabbi Yochanan originally thought, like the Gemara brought earlier, Kasurim Anu Loimar, Hara'ayin Ein L'Shir L'Mala, Avayesh L'Shir L'Mata. According to the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan was not maskim to Rabbi Yishiyah. And the Yerushalmi adds that Rabbi Yochanan is L'Shitosai, Rabbi Yochanan says that Kol HaShiyurim Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, and included in this is the Shir of Ma Kesef. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, and therefore we cannot say on that Ein L'Shir. And Rabbi Yochanan says that the Ra'ayin in the Mishnah means Riyas Panim, that's what has no shir. And on that, Reish Lakish comes to argue, and he says, no, Riyas Panim Bekarbin, that the carbon also has no shear. Reish Lakish holds that Ma Kesef is Midarabanon. So according to the Yerushalmi, the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is whether the shear of Ma Kesef is Midaraisa or Midarabanon. Not like the Bavli, which according to the first Lashon says the Machlokes is whether one can be Mekayim Riyas Panim without a carbon or he has to bring a carbon. According to the second Lashon, whether we're Mekabel the carbon if he brings it. Yerushalmi has a whole different pshat. The machlokes is whether there's a shear midaraisa of Ma Kesef, or that shear is only midarabanan. Now Tosfos continues, and Tosfos says that according to the Bavli, when Rabbi Yochanan says Re'iyas Panim Ba'azara, he's coming to exclude Re'iyas Panim Bekarbin. Why did Rabbi Yochanan not want to learn the Mishnah means that the carbon has no shear? If according to the Bavli, Rabbi Yochanan was maskim to Rabbi Yishiyah that the carbon has no shear, lo lamala ve'lo lamata, why could Re'ayin in the Mishnah cannot simply mean that the Dmei Karbin has no shear? Now the truth is Rashi already answered this kasha. Rashi said that we were medayik from the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah does not say re'iyah, which would be mashma d'mei karbin. Rather, it says re'ayin, which would be mashma how many times one is mekayim re'iyas panim. However, Tosfos says differently. Tosfos says that Rabbi Yochanan wanted to understand the Mishnah that re'ayin ein l'shir means af b'moyed. Re'ayin in the Mishnah is not only referring to the first day when he's mechuyiv to come and bring a karbin, rather it's referring to moyed as well, any of the other days when he could come and be re'ayin upon him bazar if he wants to. And on the other days, there we cannot possibly say that re'ayin ein lo shir, meaning d'mei karbin have no shir, because that would be mashma that if one comes one of the other days, he has to bring a karbin, and the Mishnah would be telling us that this karbin has no shir. That's not true. One does not have to bring a karbin b'chlal. Therefore, if re'ayin in the Mishnah means only d'mei karbin, then re'ayin in the Mishnah would have to be referring to when one first comes and he must bring a karbin, on that the Mishnah would tell us that ein lo shir. Rabbi Yochanan did not want to learn like that, and therefore he said that re'ayin means re'yas panim ba'azara. The Mishnah is telling us that re'yas panim ba'azara doesn't have a shir, he can come as many times as he wants during the days of Yontif. Now here as well, the Siach Yitzchak understands in Tosfos, that Tosfos does not mean to say, b'das Rabbi Yochanan, that re'ayin only means re'yas panim ba'azara, rather it includes also d'mei karbin. The Mishnah is telling us two things, that re'ayin, the d'mei karbin have no shir, lo l'mala v'lo l'mata. However, that lashon is only fitting for the first day, when one has to bring a karbin. The rest of the days, when one does not have to bring a karbin b'chlal, there the Mishnah tells us, re'ayin ein lashir, that one can be mekayim the mitzvah of riyas panim ba'azara as many times as he wants, that also has no shir. And Reish Lakish argues on that second point and says, that you can come as many times as you want, and you're mekayim a mitzvah, but if you come, then you must bring a karbin, you cannot come without a karbin. So both according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, the Gemara was not chayzer from that which we originally understood, that Ra'ayin is referring to the Demei Karbin, and Rabbi Yochanan was maskim to Rabbi Ishiya that the Demei Karbin have no shir le'lamala ve'le'lamata. We were not chayzer from that. Rather, we added that Ra'ayin has an additional meaning, that it's Riyas Panim Bazara, according to Reish Lakish, Riyas Panim Bekarbin, that also has no shir. And the only difference between Rashi and Tosfos is where we were medayik this, that Ra'ayin has an additional meaning. According to Rashi, we are medayik from the Loshen Ra'ayin, as opposed to the Lashon Re'iyah, which the Mishnah could have said. And according to Tosfos, the reason why we wanted to say Re'ayin has an additional meaning is so that it should be able to refer to all the days of Yontif and not just the first time when one comes, when he has to bring a karbin. Now there's a machlokes in the Achronim, how to understand in the first Lashon of the Gemara, what does the Gemara mean to say that Be'ikar HaRegel Kuleam Veloi Pligi, D'Riyas Panim Bekarbin, Ki Pligi B'Shar Yemois HaRegel. What is Be'ikar HaRegel? What is Shai Yemois HaRegel? Rashi says Be'ikar HaRegel means B'yontif Rishon. It would seem to be mashma from the Gemara that on the first day of Yontif, both the Brechon and Reish Lakish are maskim that any time you roy upon him, you have to also bring a karbin. Meaning even if one would come for a second time on the first day of Yontif, even though he already came once and he brought his karbin the first time, but if he comes a second time, then l'kuliyam he must bring a karbin along with him. The Machlokes of Brechon and Reish Lakish is only on the rest of the days of Yontif can he come to be Mekayim Riyas Panim without a karbin. And in the Sefer Yad David, he quotes B'Shem the Brechos Mayim, who's mistopic about this Shaila, if one comes a second time on the first day of Yontif, does the Gemara mean to say that there also Rabbi Yochanan would be Maskim that one must bring a karbin? And he's Medayik in the Lashon of the Gemara, that even if one would come a second time on the first day, Rabbi Yochanan would be maskim that he has to bring a karbin. Because the Lashon of the Gemara is Be'ikar HaRegel and Yishar Yemois HaRegel. The Gemara doesn't say that Be'er Rishayna L'Kuliyam you have to bring a karbin and other Be'er he does not have to bring a karbin. That would be mashma that even a second Be'er on the first day is M'chuyiv in a karbin. However, the Yad David is Madchik this Diuk, and he says that if the Gemara would have been Mechalik between the first Be'er and the second Be'er, that would be mashma that the first bia of each and every day is mechuyiv in a karbin, and only a second bia of the day is potter from a karbin. And that's not true, because if one brought a karbin the first day, then he comes again the second day, even though this day he has not yet brought a karbin, Rabbi Yochanan holds that he could be mekayim riyas panim without a karbin. So the Gemara chose this lashon of be'ikar haregel and b'shayi mois haregel to stress that Shayi Mois HaRegel, even though he hasn't yet brought any carbon on this day, Rabbi Yochanan holds he could be Mekayim Riyas Panim without a carbon. So he's matrik this diuk of the Brechos Mayim. Now the Maisa Samachrainim, the Siach Yitzchok, the Sefer Zecher L'Chagigo, they assume that the Pashtus of the Gemara is that only the first time one comes to the Azara, the first time he's Oyla L'Regel, when he's Mechuyiv to bring a carbon, there Bechanan holds that he cannot be Mekayim Riyaspanim without a carbon. The second time he comes, even if it's still the first day Yontif, according to Bechanan, he could come without a carbon. They hold there's no Svar to be Mechalik between the first day and the second day. Once he was Mekayim his Iker Mitzvah of Riyaspanim and he brought a carbon, Rabbi Yochanan holds that any further Riyaspanim, one can be Mekayim even without bringing a carbon. There's no difference if it's the same day or the next day. And the truth is, the Rabbeinu Chananel is mashma like this as well. His lashon is Beikar haregel kloimar betchilas haregel beis boyoy lahakbil ponim ba'azara divrei hakol Riyaspanim bekarbin ki pligi b'shayim bais haregel. He says that Ikar HaRegel means that when he first comes to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel, that's when everyone is maskim, he has to bring a carbon. But once he's Mekayim, his Ikar Chiyuv, then according to Rabbi Yochanan, he can come even without a carbon. However, the Siach Yitzchak and the Zecher L'Chagiga, they both point out that the Gemara would seem to be a bit difficult. The Gemara says that Be'ikar HaRegel kuliyam loy pligi, deriyas panim be'karbin, ki pligi b'shayim bais HaRegel. Now, Bishlama, if Iker HaRegel means any time the first day of Yontif, even if he came once, but if he comes the second time, then the Kuli Yama, he has to bring a carbon. And the Gemara is very good. The Gemara is being mechadish to us, that even Rabbi Yochanan is maskim, that a second time coming on the first day is also mechayev a carbon. But if Iker HaRegel just means the first time he comes, then what is the chiddush of the Gemara? What does it mean, Kuli Yama, like pligi, the Riyas Panim be carbon? Of course, that's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Lo Yiroa Panay Rekam. Minimally, it has to be referring to the first time one comes, the Ikar Riyaspanim, when he's Mechuyiv to come. What is the Chiddush of the Gemara? That Be'ikar HaRegel Kuliyam Loi Pligi, and they have to be Madchik to understand what's the Chiddush of the Gemara. If you don't like the other Tzad, then this Gemara fits much better. The Chiddush of Ikar HaRegel is that even the second time one comes on the first day of Yontif, for Be'ikhan is maskim that he has to bring a carbon. And the number of Achroinim learned like this second Tzad, the Netziv in the Sefer Meraymi Sodeh, he brings this taina. What's the chiddush of the Gemara to say be'ikar haregel kuliyam loy pligi? And mikayach this, he learns like the second tzad that on the first day of Yontif, the kuliyama, even if he comes a second time, he has to bring another oilas ri'iyah. The Minchas Chinuch as well in Mitzvah Tov Pei Tes understands like this in the Gemara that be'ikar haregel means the first day, no matter how many times he comes. And the Turi Evan is also mashm like this, that this is what he understood in the first lashon. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings a number of kashas that Reish Lakish asked to Rabbi Yochanan. First he asked from the pasuk of Le'iro upon Eirekom, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Be'ikar HaRegel. Then Reish Lakish asked from another Braisa. The Braisa discusses what exactly means Le'iro upon Eirekom, that it has to be a Zevach, and not a Oif or a Mincha, and it has to be an Oila, and not a Shlomim. And here again Reish Lakish asks to Rabbi Yochanan, that you see Le'iro upon Eirekom. One cannot come without a carbon. And again, Rabbi Yochanan answers, Be'ikar HaRegel. What exactly was the Shak of Atayah? What did Reish Lakish think to bring a raya originally from the pasuk itself of Le'iro upon Eirekom? Obviously, Rabbi Yochanan knew the pasuk, and he held it's only referring to the first time one comes, or according to some achronim, the first day. But what was the half minute to bring a raya from the pasuk? And furthermore, from the next braisa, what did Reish Lakish think to bring a raya? What did you see in that braisa, which is mashma that Le'iro upon Eirekom is referring to all the days of Yontif, not just the first day. And again, he asks him a third braisa, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, who says a lashon ein nerech hatzoin and ein nirin reikonim. And Reish Lakish asks from there as well, and Rabbi Yochanan has to answer Be'ikar HaRegel. What was the havmina to bring a raya from that braisa? How did you see from there that the pasuk is referring to all the days of Yontif? The whole shakel of Atari of this gemara is difficult, and one can take a look in the Siach Yitzchok, who has an explanation each step of the way how Reish Lakish thought to bring a raya that the pasuk of Le'iro upon Eirekom is referring to all the days and not just the first day. Now eventually Rabbi Yochanan asks a kasha to Reish Lakish from the drasha Yira Yeiroe, Ma ani bechinom af atem bechinom, and because this kasha the Gemara was chigzer. Now the mashmois is that Rabbi Yochanan himself would have been maskim that Le'iro upon Eirekom is referring to any time one comes into the Azara. If he comes to be Raya upon him, he has to bring a carbon. But he had a drasha telling us otherwise, a drasha to tell us, Man ni bechinam af atem bechinam. And mikayach that he understood that only the first time one comes, or according to some achrenim, only the first day of Yontif, that's when there's a lav of Le'iro upon Eirekom. After that, we have the drasha of Man ni bechinam af atem bechinam, that one can be mekayim riyaspanim even without a carbon. Now, mikayach this kasha, the Gemara was chayzer. The Gemara gives a new explanation in the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and that is that everyone's maskim that one can be mekayim riyaspanim even if he does not bring a carbon. Everyone's maskim to this drasha of mani bechinam afatem bechinam. And the Machlokes is if one comes and he wants to bring a carbon, are we mekabel the carbon or not? Rabbi Yochanan says that riyas panim hu de'ein lashir, but the carbon yesh lashir. There is a shir that one only can bring a carbon once, and beyond that there's no longer a mitzvah. And since there's no mitzvah, Tosis explains if one wants to bring a carbon, then he's over on Baal Tosif. And Reish Lakish holds riyas panim b'carbon also has no shir. There is no shir in the mitzvah of bringing a carbon oilas ri'iyah. Every time one brings a carbon, he's mekayim another mitzvah of oilas ri'iyah. And therefore there's no problem of Baal Tosif, because he's being mekayim the mitzvah again. Baal Tosif is only when the mitzvah can no longer be done again, he wants to create a new mitzvah on his own. There the Torah says that you're over a lav of Baal Tosif. Now Tosif over here, towards the end of Dibur Maschur, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, when he explains the second lashon of the Gemara, Tosif is mechadish, that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds one may not bring an additional carbon, the second time he's rei upon him, that's only if it's the same day. But if he waits to the next day, then even Rabbi Yochanan is maskim, he can bring a carbon, it's not a problem of Baal Tosif. Tosif says, just like according to the Lishna Kama, Rabbi Yochanan says that one is potter from bringing a carbon the second time. But if he wants to bring a carbon, he can, and there's no problem. We were not chayzer from that in the second Lashon. All we were chayzer from is if one wants to bring a second carbon the same day, there Rabbi Yochanan holds that one may not bring it. The Achrayim explained Tosis that since we had to be chayzer from Pshitas Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish holds that there's no problem of coming without a carbon because mani bechinam afatem bechinam. So even Reish Lakish holds that one may come without bringing a carbon. So what is the machlokes of Shlokesh and Rabbi Yochanan? We had to be mechadish that Rabbi Yochanan holds that one cannot bring a carbon. However, we're only chayzer that much as we are forced to be chayzer, and therefore we only have to be mechadish that Rabbi Yochanan holds that bringing a second carbon the same day, that's a problem of Baal Tosif. But if one waits to the next day, there we do not have to be mechadish that Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's a problem of Baal Tosif. We can leave it the same way it was in the first Lashon, that if one wants, he may bring a carbon. That's the way the Achrayim explained Tosis, but Tosis seems to still need a hesber. What should the Svara be to be mechalik between this day and the next day? Once we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that lekarbon yesh shir, the Torah does give a shir that one time one can bring an oilas ri'iyah, and beyond that, lechayra is not a kiyum of oilas ri'iyah. So if one does bring a carbon, he should be over about Tosif. What should be the difference if he brings it this day or the next day? In the Sefer Yad David, he seems to be mashma that he understood Tosfos, that if one would bring it the next day, then he could bring it b'tayrath nedova. He doesn't have to bring it as an oilas ri'iyah, he could bring it as a nedova. The first day yontif, since it's yontif, one cannot bring oilas which are nedorim and nedovais. So if he wants to bring a second oilah, he has to give it the shame of an oilas ri'iyah. And since lekarbon yeshir, Rabbi Yochanan holds, there's only a mitzvah to bring one oilas ri'iyah, beyond that there's no key mitzvah of oilas ri'iyah. If he tries to bring it as an oilas ri'iyah, he'll be over Baal Tosif. Since he cannot bring it as an nedava, that's his only option to bring it as an oilas ri'iyah. But the next day, since it's not yontif, one can bring the darim and nedavais, there he could bring it b'teres nedava, and he won't be over Baal Tosif. That's the way the Yad David seemed to understand Tosfos. However, it's a bit chaser in the Lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos does not speak this out, then he would have to bring it b'teres nedava, and not b'teres oilas ri'iyah. However, we should also point out that according to the Yad David, it would come out of Chiddush that the problem according to Rabbi Yochanan is only to bring a second Oilah the first day of Yontif. But on the second day of Yontif, on Chol HaMoed, one can even bring two Oilahs. Because since he's bringing them B'tayrus Nedova, there's no problem about Tosif, so even two in the same day would also not be a problem. You could have learned Tosis otherwise. You could have learned that Rabbi Yochanan holds that to bring two in one day is a problem. That we are not mekabel. We are only mekabel one a day, not more than one each day. However, like we asked, that will need a hesber. Why should it make a difference that it's a new day? If the carbon yeshir, then after he brings one carbon, to bring another carbon should be a problem of Baal Tosif. Why should a new day make a difference? But I'll call upon him, according to the Yad David, their only problem is to be mekabel a second one on the first day of Yontif. But on the second day of Yontif, on Chol HaMoed, there he can even bring two in one day, because he's anyways bringing them b'teres nedova, and not b'teres oilas ri'iyah. In the Sefer Shari Emuna from Reb Chaim Kanievsky on Zroim, on this Mishnah in Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, he brings Ertosis and he explains it similar to this Mahalach that we said, B'Shem the Yad David, that on a different day he could bring a Beteris Nedova as opposed to the first day where he could only bring a Beteris Chayva. There there's a problem of Baal Tosif. And we could just add, there's one more Nafkamina. Can he bring another Eilus Riyah the last day of Yontif? The seventh day of Pesach or the eighth day of Sukkis? Here also, since it's Yontif, one cannot bring a carbon nedava. He would have to bring a b'tayras oilas ri'iyah. Therefore, if we understand that Tosis means to say that a different day he could bring another carbon, the pshat of Tosis is not b'tayras oilas ri'iyah, rather b'tayras nedava, then that will not allow him to bring it the last day because that's also Yontif. As opposed to if you would have learned Tosis differently, that Tosis means that every day one is able to bring one oilas ri'iyah, and he brings a b'tayras ri'iyah and not b'tayras nedava, then that would be true even the last day, even though it's Yontif. Since it does have a shame of Eilas Ri'iyah, he would be allowed to bring it on Yontif. Akoponim, the maskon of the Gemara Kepshutai is, like the second Lashon, that the Machoikas of Shlokesh and Yerbechanan is, if one brings a second carbon, can we be Makabaloit from him, or is it a problem of Baal Tosif? But Lekuli Alma, if one comes a second time without bringing a carbon, he's not over on the lav of Lairah upon Eirekom. Now let's take a look at the Rambam, how the Rambam paskins as far as this machlokes or shlokes in Rabbi Yechinon. The Rambam is in Perek Beis Hilchos Chagigo Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, "Mi shebo la'azara b'chol yimoy sachag, einoy chayiv lahavi oyla b'yodoy b'chol eis sheikonis. Shezeh shenemar lo yiro panei reikom, einoy elo b'ikar haregel b'olvar, shehu yoyim rishoyin oy tashlumei rishoyin." And then the Rambam continues, "Vim hevi b'chol eis sheyovoy mekablu mimenu, the Rambam paskins that one can come a second time without bringing a carbon, but if he does bring a carbon, he could bring it and he'd be makrivit b'shem oilas ri'iyah because the carbon ri'iyah does not have a shiur. Now the Kesef Mishnah over here and the Lecha Mishnah, they're bothered that the Rambam should have paskined like the second Lashon according to Rabbi Yechanan. The klal is that when we have two Lashonis, we paskin in general like the second Lashon. And we also know that when there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Rambam should have paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that if one wants to bring a carbon, we cannot be makabel. It's a problem of Baal Tosif. The Rambam doesn't paskin like that. The Rambam paskins that one does not have to bring a carbon, but if he does bring a carbon, we are makabel from him. Here the Rambam paskin either like the first Lashon according to Rabbi Yochanan, or alternatively he paskin like the second Lashon according to Reish Lakish. And the Lecha Mishnah says that the Rambam actually means to paskin like the second Lashon. However, he paskins like Reish Lakish and not like Rabbi Yechanan, because the Gemara brought a Tanya Nami Hochi, a Raya to Reish Lakish. The Gemara brought that the Pasuk of Hoikar Raglecha mi Beis Reyecha is only referring to Chatois Vashamais and not to Oilis Vishlamim, which would be mashma that one can always be Marben bringing Oilis and Shlamim and there's no problem of Baal Tosif, that's like Shitas Reish Lakish. One can take a look at the Kesef Mishnah and the Mari Kurkus. They have a different Mahalach in the Rambam. But Al Koponim, the Rambam clearly paskins Lamaisa that one does not have to bring another carbon if he comes a second time, but if he does bring a carbon, then we are Mekabalit from him. Now there's another Rambam, which the Achreinim discuss, the Neisat Kelim on the Rambam, and many Achreinim they discuss, which seems to be a stira to Er Sugya. And that is the Shiloh, can one bring an oif for a carbon oilas ri'iyah? The Gemara in Er Sugya brought a braisa that says that lo yira upon irekom is dafka bezvachim and not ba'oifos umenochis. The braisa learns this out because ri'iyah is compared to chagiga, and just like chagiga is dafka a zevach, also ri'iyah is dafka a zevach. Rashi explains that zvachim exclude both menochis and carbonis of oif, because an oif also is not zavuach, it's not shechted, rather, it has malika done to it. And how do we know that chagiga must be dafka a zevach and not an oif? So Rashi explains, because the pasuk says, lo yolin chaylev chagi ad boiker. We see clearly that a chagiga is something which has chaylev, and an oif does not have chaylev. And therefore, we learn from chagiga to ri'iya that ri'iya also has to be something which has chaylev, and therefore it must be a zevach and not an oif. The Rambam, however, says clearly now like this. The Rambam paskins that one can bring an oif for an oilas ri'iyah. The Rambam is in the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. He says, "Hare'iyah ha'amur b'tayra, hu she'ira panav bazar b'yam tefavishin shal chag, v'yavai imay karben oilo, bein min ha'oif, bein min ha'behima." And all of the nice kelim over here ask on the Rambam, why is he paskin nalik of Gemara mifureshes? Our Gemara brings clearly that an oif cannot be brought for an oilas re'iyah, and there does not seem to be anyone who argues on this braisa. We don't see anyone who says that you can bring an oif for an oilas re'iyah. Where does the Rama get this from to paskin that one can bring an oif for an oilas re'iyah? And the Mari Korkis brings, and the Kesav Mishnah as well, that clearly the Rambam had a different girsa in our braisa. He was not gairis that the braisa is excluding oifais. Rather, all the braisa came to exclude was menachais. His girsa was oyeinei elo b'menachais, and that the braisa says v'dinu nemer chagiga lehedyit v'nemer re'iyah legvaya ma chagiga hamur lehedyit zvachim after re'iyah hamur legvaya zvachim. And the Rambam holds that zvachim does not mean dafka zvicha as opposed to malika. All we're excluding is menachais, which is not min domim. It doesn't have dam. It doesn't have blood. That's something which one cannot be yotze oilas re'iyah. But zvachim does not mean to exclude oifais. An oif also could be called a zevach. And the Mari Korkis says mikaymes harbei nichlalu oifais b'chlal zvachim. We find many times that an oif also is included in the word zvachim. However, the Lecha Mishnah is not happy with this mahalach. He's bothered. Why la maisa? Should we not learn from Chagiga? The same way we darshin from Chagiga to oilas re'iyah to exclude menachais, la maisa Chagiga cannot be an oif. We should learn the same drasha that oilas re'iyah also should not be able to be an oif. Now the Turi Evan discusses this Rambam as well. He quotes the Neisa Kalim that the Rambam had a different girsa. According to the Rambam, we were only memait menachais and not oifais. And he asks an interesting kasha. He says the Braisa made two limudim over here. There was one limud that we learned from Chagiga to Oilas Re'iyah to tell us that you have to bring dafka zvachim. And then the Braisa makes another limud to tell us that it has to be dafka an oila and not a shlomim, because nemer Chagiga lehedyit v'nemer re'iyah legvaya ma Chagiga hamur lehedyit b'ro iloi af re'iyah hamur legvaya b'ro iloi. Just like Chagiga is ro'i lehedyit, Oilas Re'iyah has to be ro'i legvaya. And the Braisa continues, V'chein b'din sh'lo yehei sh'ochonech malei v'sh'ochon rabbeich reikam. This is the makar that the pasuk of lo yiro upon reikam means an oila and not a shlomim. Now the Turi Evan asks, if all we were memayit in the first drasha is only menachais and not oifais, then why did we need two separate drashas? Just make one drasha that the oilas re'iyah has to be ro'ila, it has to be something which is ro'il gvaya, and that will tell us that it cannot be a shlomim, because the shlom is nechal by the bailim, and it will also tell us that it cannot be a mincha, because a mincha, only one kaimitz goes on the mizbeach, the rest of it is nechal. Bishlma, if the first drasha also is memayit oifais, then we understand why you need two separate drashas. You need the first drasha to be memayit and oilas ha'oif, even though it goes on the mizbeach, and it's roi ligvaya, but since it's an oif, it cannot be used for an oilas re'iya. But if an oif is roi for an oilas re'iya, it can be used, then all we want to be memayit is menachais. That already could be learned from the second limud that has to be ro'iloi. So why do you need two separate drashas? Firstly, that it has to be a zevach, and secondly, that it has to be ro'iloi. You could learn both dinim from one drasha. However, this the Turi Evan answers. He says we could answer b'das the Rambam that we would still need the first drasha to be memayit a mincha, which is not a zevach, because sometimes a mincha is ro'iloi gvaya. For example, a minchas koyin, the din is that kol minchas koyin kolal siyeh. So perhaps a koyin should be able to bring a mincha to be mekayim the mitzvah of oilas re'iyah, because the whole thing will go legvaya, the whole thing goes on the mizbeach. When a koyin brings a mincha, nothing is eaten. So for that you need a drasha that it has to be a zevach, just like chagiga and not a mincha. Or the Turi Evan says, he quotes a gemara in Zvachim that says that one can give a nedava a minchas nesachim. The mincha that usually comes along with the carbon, it's called the nesachim, that all goes on the mizbeach, nothing of that mincha is eaten. And if one would want to give a minchas nesachim as a nedava without a carbon, he can give that nedava and the whole mincha would go on the mizbeach. And therefore the Torah Yavin says one might think that one can be yaita oilas re'iyah by bringing a mincha of minchas nesachim. The whole thing goes on the mizbeach, so that's ro'iloi. That you would not know from the second drasha that you need ro'i l'gvaya. Therefore, you need the first drasha to tell us that dafka zevach, just like chagiga, and not a mincha. The Turi Evan mentions that Shitas Tosis on Dav Dalid is not like the Rambam. We see that Tosis on Dav Dalid was Geiris in the Gemara, that an oif cannot be brought for Oilas Ru'iyah. We mentioned this back then on Dav Dalid. Tosis discusses in a case of a Sofik, for example, a Tumtum, can he bring an Oilas Ru'iyah Misofik? And Tosis discusses the possibility that let him bring it Al Tanai, that if he's not really Mechuyiv in Oilas Ru'iyah, it should be brought B'Toyas Nedava. And Tosis says that this is also a problem because he's going to be mevatel the mitzvah of smicha. Since an isha does not have smicha, and he may have to do smicha on this carbon, he may be an ish, and misafik we do not allow him to do smicha, so we do not allow him to bring the carbon bechlal, because one cannot bring a carbon if he knows beforehand that he's not going to be able to do smicha on the carbon. And the Turi Evan points out that clearly Tosis held over there that oilas ru'iyah has to be a behema and not an oif, because otherwise we would have a simple eitzah. Let this tumtum bring an oif, and let him say a tanai that either it should be an oilas ru'iyah, and if he's parted from an oilas ru'iyah, it should be a nidava. And the oif does not have smicha, and we won't get involved in this problem whether we should do smicha or not. Clearly, Tosis held that oilas ru'iyah cannot be an oif. However, the Rambam, who holds that one can bring an oif for oilas ru'iyah, he'll have to learn a different pshat in the sugya over there, Daf Dalid. Now the Or Sameach on this Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, he discusses the shita of the Rambam that one can bring an oif for oilas ru'iyah. He brings a few rayas to the Rambam. One of them is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the inyan of Ibur Shono, adding an extra Adar to the year, which before we had the calendar, Bezin had to decide whether it was necessary or not to add an extra Adar. And the Gemara over there discusses the different considerations, what would be a valid reason to add an extra month before Nisan. One of the reasons the Gemara discusses is if the Gediim and the Tloim and the Goizlois were not ready yet. In other words, if the animals were too young, most of the animals were still too young to be brought as a carbon, the Gediim and the Tloim and the Goizlois, is that enough of a reason to add an extra Adar so that by the time Nisan comes, when Pesach comes around, we'll have enough carbonis? And Rashi over there explains what is the point of the Gedim and the Tloim and the Goizalois. So he says that Gedim and Tloim, that were necessary for the Karban Pesach. So if Klal Yisrael did not have enough animals because the Gedim and the Tloim were too young, the Gemara discusses, is that a reason to push off Nisan by adding an extra Adar? And what were the Goizalois all about? Why was it important to have Goizalois which were able to be brought as a carbon? So Rashi says that you need Goizalois also for Yoldois and Zavin and Zavois. These people, they wait to bring their karbonos until they anyways have to come to be oila regel. At that point, they bring all the goizalis which they are mechuyiv, and therefore, if there are not enough goizalis around, the goizalis are too young, the Gemara discusses, is that a reason to push off Nisan? However, the Rambam, Lishitasai, he explains this Gemara differently. The Rambam is in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin. The Rambam is paskening that which the Gemara concludes in Sanhedrin, that Gedim and Tloim and Goizalois, they on their own, that's not enough of a reason to push off Nisan. But if there's a tziruf of a different reason, then this is also a consideration to be added to push off Nisan. And the Rambam over there says, what were the Gedim and the Tloim and the Goizalois necessary for? He says the Gedim and the Tloim, that was for the Karban Pesach. And the Goizalois, the Rambam says, that was necessary to bring for the Karban Re'iyah. The Rambam fits l'shitasai that one can bring an oif for an oilas ru'iyah, and therefore if the goizalis were too young and they were needed because some people brought goizalis for their oilas ru'iyah, that is a consideration to be added to other considerations when we want to know to push off Nisan. The Rambam fits very well l'shitasai, and the Or Sameach says that this is actually a smach to the Rambam, the Rambam's gears in the Gemara, that one can use oifais for oilas ru'iyah. The Rambam did not want to learn like Rashi that the point of the Goizalois in the Sugya in Sanhedrin is for Yoldois and Zavin and Zavois. Rather, it makes more sense to say that the Oifis were used for the Oilas Ru'iyah, which fits according to the Girsa that the Rambam had in Er Gemara, that were only Memayit Menachis, were not Memayit Oifis from the Joshua from Chagiga. And the Or Sameach finishes off with one more interesting point. He says, Bedasa Rambam, that one can be Yoitza Oilas Ru'iyah with an Oif. Is he mechuyev to bring a pair, or can one oif also be good enough? We find the Gemara increases, the Aftes Amid Aleph says, that any time one has a chiyuv, there's a chuyev to bring oif, then it's always a pair, it's always two. It's not one single oif. If one on his own gives a nedava, he's allowed to be menadiv one single oif for a carbon. But anytime he's bringing oifos for a chiyuv, then it's always two. It's always a pair. We never find that one has to bring one single oif. And therefore, l'chayr here as well, if one wants to be mekayim oilas re'iyah with an oif, l'chayr one would say that he has to bring a pair. Otherwise, it doesn't fit with the Gemara increases daftes. However, the Aras Meir says that no, we can say not like that. We could say that one is yaita oilas re'iyah even with one single oif. And even though the Gemara says that when it's ba b'chayva, then it always has to be two, the Aras Meir says we do find, for example, by Yoledes Ashira, the din is that she brings an oif. For the Chiyuv Chatos, she brings a Chatos oif. And also she has to bring an Oila, and Ashira brings a Keves for an Oila. So we find that there is a Chiyuv to bring an oif, even though it's one single oif. However, the Aras Meir says that that's not a steer to the Gemara, because here she's not only bringing an oif, she's also bringing a Behema. The Gemara only means to say that we never find someone bringing one single oif without any other additional carbon. But a Yoledes, where she's bringing a Chatos oif together with an Oilas Behema, that's not a steer to the Gemara. And therefore the Aras Meir says here as well, that when one is Oila L'Regel, even if he'll bring an oif to be Mekayim is Oilas Re'iyah, since he's also bringing a Chagiga, and the Chagiga is a Behema, so they're bringing an oif together with a Behema, that's not a steer to the Gemara, which says that when an oif is brought as a Chayva, that it always has to be brought a pair and not a single oif. And that's how the Aras Meir concludes that according to the Rambam, that one can bring an oif for the Oilas Re'iyah, one single oif is enough, he does not have to bring a pair. Now we'll move on to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Oilos b'moyed bois min achulin v'ashlomim min ha-meiser. Oilos Rio has to be bought with money of chulin, as opposed to shalmei simcha, that could come from meiser, meaning meiser sheni. Then the Mishnah continues and talks about the chagigo. That's machagis b'shalmei b'shilel, if shalmei chagigo has to be from chulin, or it could even be min ha-meiser. The Gemara later on in Daf Ches Amud Aleph explains what exactly the machlekes is. It's about the din of teiflin, which we'll see later. And then the Mishnah goes back and again talks about shalmei simcha. And the Mishnah says that a Yisrael could be yotze his chiv of shalmei simcha if he eats the basar of nedarim or nedavos or meiser behema, and a kohen could be yotze if he eats from the basar of a chatas and asham, or from a bechar, or from the chazav v'sheik. As long as he eats basar from a carbon, he's yotze shalmei simcha. And what comes out of the Mishnah and the sugya is that there are three different dinim. Oilas Re'iyah has to come totally from chulin. Rashi on the Gemara, Dira Maschal Ukashihiba, Rashi speaks this out, that there's no din teiflin by Oilas Re'iyah. So Oilas Re'iyah has to come totally from chulin. Shalmei Chagigo is machlekes be Shalmei and be Hillel, which the Gemara explains is about the din of teiflin, whether one can add money of Meiser to the chulin money, or it has to come totally from chulin. So that's Shalmei Chagigo. And Shalmei Simcha, that does not have to come from chulin bechlal. As long as he has basar of a carbon to eat, he's yotze shalmei simcha. Now the Siach Yitzchak points out a ha'ara on the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins by talking about oilas re'iyah and shalmei simcha. It says that shalmei simcha comes from meiser, which means you could buy it with meiser sheni money. Then the Mishnah goes and talks about shalmei chagiga, and then comes back again to talk about shalmei simcha, and it says that you could be yotze shalmei simcha if you eat from the basar of a different carbon. Why does the Mishnah divide up the din of shalmei simcha? First, the Mishnah says that it could come from Meiser Sheni money, and then the Mishnah comes back later and says that it could even come from Nedarim and Nedavos, or Meiser Behema, or Chatois Vashomais. L'chair, this is all one din, that Shalmei Simcha does not have to be a special carbon which is brought for the purpose of Shalmei Simcha. Rather, any Basar Kachim could be used to be Yaitse Shalmei Simcha. So why is it divided up in the Mishnah? And if we take a look at Rashi, Rashi on the Mishnah, Dibra Maschel Vishlamim Min HaMeiser, Rashi explains, why could you buy a Shalmei Simcha from Meiser Sheni money? Why do you not have to buy it from Chulan money? And Rashi says, "Bigamar mefarish Shalmei Simcha derabinu kro bechol mili." This is the Gemara Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings a brisa. This is the same brisa that tells us that you could be yotze with nedarim and nedavos and other karbonis. Rashi says that's also the makar that you could use Meiser Sheni money for the Shalmei Simcha. In other words, Rashi is saying that the reisha and the seifa are really all one din. The same reason you could be yotze with nedarim and nedavos, that's the reason why you could use meiser sheni money. Now really, l'chair, you could have learned the Mishnah otherwise. And in the Sefer Chidushei Reblaib, from Reblaib Malin, Simen Chof Aleph, in the first chelik, he says that l'chair, the pashtus would have been that there are two distinct dinim in the Mishnah. The Reisha tells us one din, that you could buy a carbon and give it a shame of Shalmei Simcha. It could be a carbon designated specifically for Shalmei Simcha, and it could be bought with Maaser Sheni money. It does not have to be bought with Chulin money. The Sefer is telling us a different din, that even a carbon which is not a Shalmei Simcha, it was not designated for the purpose of being Yotze the Shalmei Simcha, rather one brought this carbon to be Yotze his Neder or his Nedova, or Chatois Vashamais, which are brought to be Mechaper for a Chet, as long as one eats that Basar on Yontif, he's Yotze the Shalmei Simcha. So the Sefer is not telling us how one can buy a carbon and give it a Shem Shalmei Simcha, what type of money could be used for this carbon. Rather, it's telling us that even a carbon which does not have on it a shame of Shalmei Simcha, one can be yotze the chiv of Shalmei Simcha by eating from that basar as well. And this would be an explanation why these two dinim are divided. These are two separate dinim. One din that even though b'derech klal, a carbon which is a carbon chiva has to be bought from chulin money, here the Mishnah is telling us that a Shalmei Simcha could be bought with Maaser Sheni money. And the svara is that since really one does not have to bring a special carbon for the purpose of Shalmei Simcha, he could be yotze with any basar kachim. Therefore, if he does want to bring a carbon with a shame of Shalmei Simcha, he could use money of Maaser Sheni. It doesn't have to be chulin money. That's one din. And the second din the Mishnah is telling us, like we said, that even a carbon which is not a Shalmei Simcha, it's a different carbon, but eating the basar also could be yotze the chiv of Shalmei Simcha. This Rav Leib says would be the pashtus in understanding the Mishnah. However, he quotes the Rashi, he says, Rashi clearly says, not like this. Rashi, both on the Mishnah that we mentioned before, Rashi says, Shlomo min ha-Maiser, derabinu kra b'chol mili. He quotes the Gemara later on, which is the Makar to the din of Nadarim and Nadavis. Rashi is saying it's all one din. And Rashi again later in the Gemara, in Dibar Maschel af min ha-Maiser, he says that you could use Maiser Sheni money, and you could buy a Shlomo with it. And with that, be yotze the chiv of Shalmei Simcha, because the Pasuk is mer b'chol minei simchos, meaning that any carbon could be used to be yotze the Shalmei Simcha. Pashtus Rashi means to say that with this money of Maaser Sheni, you buy a Shlamim. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Shalmei Simcha, it could be a Stam Shlamim. But with this Stam Shlamim, you could be yotze the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha if you eat from its basar. And Reb Leib explains that Rashi would be mashma, that if one would want to buy a carbon and give it a shame of Shalmei Simcha, then he would have to use Dafka Chulin money, he would not be able to use Maaser money. Because Rashi is explaining the Mishnah, that in the ratio, we're not telling us a different din that one could buy a Shalmei Simcha using Maaser Sheni money. Rather, the Mishnah is just telling us that one could be yotze Shalmei Simcha with any type of basar kachim. But maybe Ein Echinami Rashi would hold, if one wants to give a carbon a shame of Shalmei Simcha, he wants to designate a specific carbon to be yotze his chiyuv of Shalmei Simcha, then for that he would have to use chulin money. He would not be able to use Maaser Sheni money because this is called a carbon which is coming to be yotze a chiyuv of Shalmei Simcha, and the carbon chayv has to come from chulin, not from Maaser Sheni. All the Mishnah is telling us is that if one buys a stam shlamim with Maaser Sheni money, and he eats from this shlamim, he's yotze Shalmei Simcha, just like if you would eat from a chatos or an asham or an adarim v'nedavis. And Reb Leib says that there's a big nafkamina in this, and that is that even though one can be yotze the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha by eating from any carbon, even from a stam shlamim, but in order for one to be makriv on yontif a Shalmei Simcha, then it has to have a shem Shalmei Simcha, it cannot be stam shlamim. The din is that one cannot be makriv nedarim and nedavis on yontif, even though they're shlamim and he's able to eat from the basar on yontif, but if it's not a carbon chayva, it's a carbon nedava, then it's not doicha yontif. The only carbon that one can bring on yontif is either an oilas rmiya or a shalmi chagiga, or a Shalmei Simcha, meaning a carbon which has on it a shame Shalmei Simcha, it was designated specifically to be yotze the chiv of Shalmei Simcha, that one can be makrivit on yontif. But stam nedarim and nedavis, even though he'll be able to eat from the basar, and he'll be yotze the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, that's not enough to be doicha yontif. L'maaseh, this is actually not so pashut. This is a sugyan beitza daf yutes, which we'll see momentarily in Tosfos. There is a tzad to say that according to Beis Hillel, one could be makriv a shlomim of nedarim and nedavis as well. But l'maisa we hold not like that. We hold that one cannot be makriv a shlomim, which is a neder or a nedava on yontif. And kipshuta this means that even though he would be able to eat from the basar and be yotze the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, but since l'maisa it's not designated as the Shalmei Simcha, it's called a carbon nedava and not a carbon chayva, one cannot be makriv it on yontif. And therefore if one wants to use Maaser Sheni money to buy a carbon which he wants to be makriv on yontif, then it would depend on these two tzadim. If you learn the Mishnah, the Kipshutai, the way Reb Leib wanted to understand the pashtus of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is telling us, Hashlamim min ha-Maiser, you could buy a Shalmei Simcha with Maaser Sheni money, and it gets a shame of Shalmei Simcha, then you would be able to be makriv it even on Yontif. However, the way Rashi understands that all the Mishnah is telling us is that if one buys the shlamim with Maaser Sheni money and he eats from it, he's yotzei to the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, then it does not get a shame Shalmei Simcha on it. It gets a shame of a stam shlamim, and it's no different than any other nedarim and nedavos. And the din is that one cannot be makriv them on Yontif. Then your blade brings a raya from Tosis Chesam Adbeis Dibur Maskel Misha Chagiga that Tosis actually learns like this, the way your blade wanted to learn that there are two separate dinim. Tosis over there asks Akasha, we find that there's a Gzera Shova between Shami Simcha and Shami Chagiga, and by Shami Chagiga the din is that only with the Chiddush of Tveila, which we'll see later on in Dav Ches, exactly how that works, but only with this Chiddush of Tveila can a person buy a Shami Chagiga with Maaser Sheni money. And Tosis says the same should apply for a Shalmei Simcha. Only with Tveil you should be able to use Maaser Sheni money to buy a Shalmei Simcha. Clearly Tosis is learning that when we say that you could be Yotzei Shalmei Simcha with Maaser Sheni money, he means you could buy a carpet and it will be designated, it will get a shame of a Shalmei Simcha. Because if it just means that you could buy a regular shlamim and by eating the basar you'll be Yotzei Shalmei Simcha, Tosis over there will have no kasha. So from that kasha of Tosis, Reb Leib proves that Tosis understands the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is telling us two different klalim. The Reisha of the Mishnah tells us that one can use Maaser Sheni money to buy a Shalmei Simcha, meaning to say it gets a shame of Shalmei Simcha. This is an exception to the general rule that Davar Shebechayva Ein Eba Ela Min Achulin. Here, even though this Shalmei Simcha is called a Karbin Chayva, nevertheless it could be brought from Maaser Sheni money, because one can theoretically be yoyt to the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha with any other Karbin. And according to this, the Mishnah is telling us two different dinim. The Reisha is telling us one din, that a Shalmei Simcha can be bought with Maaser Sheni money, and the Seif is telling us a separate din, that even a carbon which is not a Shalmei Simcha, rather it's a neder, or a nedava, or a chatas and a asham, one can also be yoyt to the mitzvah Shalmei Simcha if he eats from that basar. And according to this, Reb Leib says, L'chaira, one should be able to use Maaser Sheni money to buy a Shalmei Simcha, or get a shame Shalmei Simcha, and he even will be able to be makrivit on Yontif, because it has a shame of Shalmei Simcha, it's a carbon chayva, and not a carbon nedava. Now the Gemara over here brings the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether one can be makriv an oilus re'iyah on Yontif. Beis Shammai says one cannot be makriv an oilus re'iyah, Beis Hillel holds that one can bring an oilus re'iyah on Yontif. There's also a machlokes about smicha, whether one could do smicha on Yontif. And the Gemara explains that Er Mishnah is chasuri mechzera, v'hochik tani. Oilus nedarim unedavais, b'moyid bais, b'yontif ein bais. The Mishnah starts out by telling us that an oila, which is a neder or a nedava, one cannot bring it on Yontif. An oilas re'iyah, the Mishnah says, can be brought on Yontif. And an oilas re'iyah, when it's brought on Yontif, it's only from chulin, not from meiser. As opposed to Shalmei Simcha, which could come even from meiser money. Now, Tosis over here is medayik, that the lashon of the Gemara is that an oila, which is a neder or a nedava, cannot be brought on Yontif according to Beis Hillel. The mashmois is that a shlomim, which is a neder or a nedavah, could be brought on Yontif. And Tosis quotes the Gemara in Beitza Daf Yotes. The Gemara has a machlokes about this. What does Beis Hillel hold as far as shlomim, which is a neder and a nedavah, can it be brought on Yontif? The Gemara over there first brings the sheet of Ula. Ula says that everyone is maskim that a shlomim she'ena shal Yontif. In other words, a shlomim, which is a neder or a nedavah, Beis Hillel is also maskim that it cannot be brought on Yontif. Then the Gemara brings a Tana, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. He says that the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is also by a shlomim, which is a neder or a nedava. There also Beis Shammai holds that it cannot be brought, and Beis Hillel holds it can be brought. And the Gemara Maskana comes out that it's machlokes tanoim really, bedas Beis Hillel. Can one bring a shlomim, which is a neder or a nedava, on Yontif? And Tosis over here is medayik from the way the Gemara says chasuri mechzra in the Mishnah. It's meduyik that Beis Hillel holds that a shlomim, which is a neder or a nedava, can be brought on Yontif, because the only thing the Mishnah says cannot be brought on Yontif is an oila, which is a neder or a nedava. That's mashma that a shlomim could be brought on Yontif, even though it's a neder or a nedava. And Tosis is bothered over here. Why did the Gemara in Beitza not ask from this Mishnah on Ula? The Gemara asked from a Braisa, could have brought from this Mishnah the way the Gemara explains that it's chasuri mechzera v'hochik tani. And Tosis answers, we would rather bring from a Braisa, which is mefurish, than bring from a Mishnah, which is chasuri mechzera. But Al-Kapanim, either way, the Gemara over there comes out L'maisa that it's a Machlokes Tanoim B'das Beis Hillel, whether Shlomim, which is a Neder or a Nedava, could be brought on Yontif. Now, in the end of Tosis, Tosis asks Akasha. Tosis says, what is the Pshat in Ula? Why should Beis Hillel hold that one cannot bring a Neder or a Nedava, which is a Shlomim, on Yontif, But if you eat from this carbon, you yoytze the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. Tosis in his kasha understands that if one would be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha by eating the basar of this carbon, that should be enough of a reason to be matir, to be makrovid on Yontif. On this, Tosis gives two terutzim. The first, as Tosis says, the case is talking about Shekvar Karev Simcha. He already brought a carbon Shalmei Simcha, and the Chayat Tosis means to say he does not need the basar of this shlam of Neder or Nedava to be yoytze his mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, he already has enough basar. That's the case where Ula says B'das Beis Hill that one cannot bring this shlamim, which is a nedor or a nedava. The second Taras Taisa says, a chiddush, he says that one cannot be yitzah the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha with a nedor or a nedava, only if at the time he was makrivit, he had in mind that he plans to eat from this basar to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. Otherwise, he cannot be yitzah Shalmei Simcha by eating from this carbon. The Mashmai says that Taisa in both terutzim was not chayzer from his anocha, that any carbon which one would be able to eat and be mekayim the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha should be able to be brought on Yontif. Tosis just answered in his terutzim that not always can one be yoytze the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha by eating from the basar, and therefore in a case where he already has enough basar for Shalmei Simcha, or in a case when he's makrovit without thinking that he'll be yoytze the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha with it, those are the cases that one cannot bring a shalomim of nedor or nedova on Yontif. Now the Achrayim are very much bothered by this Tosfos, the Turi Evin, the Sfas Emes, the Chiddush Yer Bleib, and they say the Pashtus is not like the whole Hanocha of Tosfos. Rather, the only way one can be makir of a carbon on Yontif is if it has a shame of Shalmei Simcha. But if it has a shame of Neder or Nedava, there's no heter to be makir of it on Yontif. And the Turi Evin explains, because really one can ask a Kasha, even if one is not Yotze the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha by bringing a Neder or a Nedava, but Lamaisa, he's able to eat from this basar on Yontif. So why is there no heter to be makir of this shlomim? It should be mutter just like any oichal nefesh is mutter on Yontif. So the truth is, the Gemara Beitza Daf Chof Aleph is bothered by this kasha, and the Gemara explains because the basar is mishulchan gavoya kazochu. Rashi and Taisus both explain over there that means that when the kayanim eat from a carbon, or when the bailam eats from a carbon, we look at it as if the ikar shchita and the ikar hakrova of the carbon is letzorech gavoya. It's for the purpose of being makir of the carbon for Hashem. And even though in the end the Bailim or the Kainim get some basar to eat, we consider it as if they got that basar from Gavaya, from the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't look at it as if the carbon was brought mitchila for that purpose of having basar to eat. That's why the Gemara explains there's no heter of Eichel Nefesh to be makir of a shlomim. And therefore the Turi Evin says the same tares will be to Tosis's Kasha. Why Tosis is bothered by that he should be able to be makir of this neder or nedava because he's able to be yoytze the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha by eating the basar. He says the same teretz. Since the main purpose of this carbon is to be yoytze his chiv of neder or nedava, he wants to bring this carbon because he made a neder to bring a carbon. He's not bringing it for the purpose of having basar to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. And since the ikar purpose of this carbon is l'tzorech gavaya, there's no heter to bring it on Yontif. Only if the carbon was designated as a Shalmei Simcha, then the main purpose of the carbon is to have basar to eat, to be mekayim the Shalmei Simcha, then one has a heter to bring it on Yontif. And therefore the Achrayim understand that the Pashtus is that the heter to be makir of a shlamim on Yontif is dependent on this shlamim having a shame of Shalmei Simcha. It's not dependent on whether he's able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha by eating this basar. Not like Tosfos says. So even if you will be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha by eating from the basar of this carbon, unless it has the shame of Shalmei Simcha, there will be no heter to bring it on Yontif. And this is what we said earlier, B'Shem Reb Leib, that if one wants to bring a Shalmei Simcha using Maaser Sheni money, then it will depend how you learn the Mishnah. If the Mishnah is telling us a klal that one could buy a carbon Shalmei Simcha, meaning he could designate it as a carbon Shalmei Simcha, even if he buys it with Maaser Sheni money, then he will be able to bring this carbon on Yontif. If all the Mishnah means to say is that a carbon which is bought with Maaser Sheni money, by eating it one can be yoytze the Shalmei Simcha, but not that it gets a shame of Shalmei Simcha, it's considered a regular shlomim, then one will not be able to bring it on Yontif, like we explained that the heter of bringing a carbon on Yontif is totally in having a shame of Shalmei Simcha. However, like we said before, again, Tosfos himself, over here in the end of Dibur Maschil Oilois, Tosfos holds not like this, he holds the heter of bringing a shlomim on Yontif is talay if one will be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha by eating from the basar of this carbon. And the two terutzim that Tosfos gives to explain Ula, in what case is it that Ula says, B'das Beis Hillel, that one cannot bring a shlomim of neder or nedava, There are a number of problems with these terutzim. One could be Ma'ayin in the Turi Evin and the Sfas Emes. They have a number of interesting kashas on these two terutzim of Tosfos.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.